we have our first pandemic update of the new year with Six Nations elected chief Mark Hill. Welcome, Chief Hill.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon, Al.
Happy New Year.
New Year.
Hope you had a good holiday.
It was okay.
Nice having the time off. My gosh.
Yes. Well, we were still working throughout the holidays, too. But, yes, all in all, we were healthy and safe and finds you delivering this message today. So thank you for the opportunity to join you. Scanout, Sago, good afternoon, Six Nations. I hope this message finds you and your family safe, happy, and healthy and as we move into 2021. I'd like to start today by reflecting a little bit on the past year. Our elected council and our emergency control group asked our community to sacrifice a lot in 2020, as we all have had to do over this past little while since the beginning of the pandemic. And we did that, and for that we thank you and say nyawa. As we look back at the past 12 months, it has probably been the most toughest times that we all are remembering, and we need to look to the best at this time. And there were many. But I also hope you can look back and find some inspiration and strength to carry you throughout 2021. There's one moment in particular from the past year that I have been carrying in my heart throughout this first week. You may remember all the way back in March when we first entered Project Protect Our Elders by putting up barricades at certain entry points to our community. Like the rest of our response, we had to act fast to protect the health and safety of everyone. The barricades went up shortly after we called a state of emergency. At the same time, we recruited and trained our own young Six Nations members to man those barricades. There was a day between when the barricades went up and when our security staff took to their posts, and it is in this sense of community, sacrifice, and bravery that has guided our entire pandemic response. And it is also this sense of unity and working for the common good of our community that will give me strength throughout this coming year. I want to thank the entire community for all of their sacrifices, especially our frontline workers. They have done an amazing work and job, and I hope you all have found some time to heal and rest over the holidays. With the new year upon us, we need to gather a bit more strength and resolve to get our community vaccinated, again, if they so choose, and back together. Today, we are still in alert level rid of our COVID-19 pandemic response framework. Our decision to enter this level depended on a number of factors, including the increasing number of COVID-19 cases within our community. As of today, we have 9 active cases of COVID-19, an increase from the 1 active cases we had going into the holidays on December 18th. Over the past 3 weeks, a total of 21 new cases were reported. 13 of those have been resolved, leaving us with the 9 active cases we have today. Thank you to our public health officials for continuing to monitor the situation throughout the holidays. And again, congratulations to all of our 13 members who have successfully recovered from the virus. For the time being, we will remain in the red alert level. Public health and safety measures under the current level include a restriction on all private gatherings. Monitored gatherings are permitted for up to 5 people indoors and up to 10 outdoors. Wearing masks and physical distancing from anyone outside of your household, even other family members. To our local businesses, are encouraged to continue to implement measures that allow your staff and customers to conduct business in the most safest way possible. We suggest considering using curbside pickup and other contactless transaction methods to ensure the safety of everyone. In regards to our Six Nations schools, our federally run schools have noted that this week staff were working from home. The planned date to reopen those schools is February 1st. However, this strongly depends on the current COVID-19 situation within our community. So I just want to pause on that real quick. And just as I do know, there's conversations around happening. You know, it's not like students are going back on the first. It's based on this current situation. So we will be assessing the situation in the coming weeks to then further to say in the next case if we are moving to a new date or not. So I just want to make that message clear. More updates, again, will be provided, and we ask that you please continue to follow the schools on our Facebook, or by visiting sixnationseducation.ca. We're still advising against any travel outside of the community unless it is absolutely necessary. And if you have traveled outside of the region, you must self-isolate for at least 14 days after your return. Surrounding neighbors who are traveling to and from Six Nations must only do so for essential purposes. This is key in slowing the spread of COVID-19. We ask again that you please respect each community's lockdown measures and to be kind to each other. We know kindness will help us through this pandemic, but we all must do our part. If you have traveled and you are self-isolating, we ask that you advise our Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center of your situation. You can also get in contact with them to arrange for a COVID-19 test. You can do that online in five easy steps using our new online appointment booking system, now available at www.sixnationscovid.ca. Members who cannot access the online booking feature can still call the assessment center at 226-446-9909 or at 1-855-977-7737. Just a quick heads up that the drive-through testing center entrance near the Gaylord Palace Arena in the horse track is no longer in use. We are again asking to please enter the drive-through testing center using the Lawrence Jonathan Lane. Contact tracing is still a very important tool that we use to contain and slow the spread of COVID-19 within our community. So please keep track of your activities and the people that you've interacted with over the last 14 days. You can also consider downloading the federal government's COVID-19 alert app on your phone. All of this information, again, can be found at SixNationsCOVID19.ca or on Facebook at Six Nations COVID-19 Updates. A complete copy of the new COVID-19 response framework was also mailed to every mailbox within our community. We need to continue to be on alert. And right now, we are moving in the direction towards an alert level black, the level with the strictest health and safety measures. Again, we must do everything we can to slow the spread so that we do not have to move to alert level black. The COVID-19 situation may potentially get worse before it gets better. But again, we must continue to have faith in our frontline staff and each do our part to continue to protect our people. I know there have been a lot of questions around the COVID-19 vaccine and its rollout in our community. A COVID-19 vaccination task force has been formed and completed several meetings to date to confirm distribution logistics, staffing, and determining which of our vulnerable members need the vaccine first. Please be assured and have faith in knowing that we are working diligently to ensure that each Six Nations member wanting their vaccine receives it. We are looking to vaccinate our long-term care staff, followed by residents, and then followed by community members. The Pfizer vaccinations are only being administered in hospitals, and as a result, the long-term care staff from the Iroquois Lodge, as well as Jay Silverheels, are being transported to Hamilton Health Sciences to receive that vaccination in the immediate future. We are now waiting for the Moderna vaccine to come to Six Nations, hopefully by next week, to be administered to our long-term care residents. As for the general community vaccination rollout, we have not received a confirmed date for we will actually be receiving that. Again, more information will become will be presented to community as it becomes available. We are hopeful that the vaccines for the general population will arrive again in the coming weeks. We know how much of a sacrifice it has been to stay apart throughout most of 2020, but we just need to continue to stay apart physically, but come together as a community to protect our friends and family that we love. Once this is over, we will come together in a big way and thank each other and congratulate each other on the amazing job we have done here in Six Nations. I want to end today with some bright news and an announcement that demonstrates why it is we have made all of these sacrifices. I want to congratulate the parents of Six Nations, the Grand River's first new member of 2021, Adele, Melba, Grace, Salt, the first baby of the new year. I hope each of us keep her in our hearts and find strength in her to continue through these next couple of months. And like each week, I want to extend my gratitude and appreciation to our local radio stations for allowing me to continue to provide the community with these regular updates. Six Nations has two local radio stations, and we realize the importance element that they play in the community's ability to gather and share important information and build unity within our community. So until then, next Friday, again, please stay safe, stay healthy, and take care. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Chief Hill. And thanks to all of you very much for joining us today. Have yourselves a safe and healthy week ahead.